Come in. Welcome to the moonlight suite of the Lipton Hotel, madam. Or would you prefer miss? If I do say so, you very much look like a miss to me. That wouldn't insult you, would it? I assure you, I mean it in the best way. You simply struck me, is all. I mean, no matter. If you may remove your clothes in your own time and lie on the bed, there is a screen back there if you like. Miss? Is something wrong? You're not moving. Oh, did you not... Oh my goodness, I'm sorry. How could I... If I have never seen you before, then clearly you can never have been here. This must be your first time, and I absolutely would have remembered your face. Well, if it would be alright with you, I am your masseur. And since you have never been to the Lipton before, your particular package with this particular suit comes with perks. Would you like them explained to you now, or would you like to be massaged while I do? Very well. Then I shall begin with the last little preparations while you undress. You're being beautifully cooperative, I must say. Very well taken. Now, let me just get these last candles just for me. There. My, you really are all right with me seeing you so? Miss, you are a daring one. Most go behind and need a towel for most of the massage. Then, here. Just put your knees here and your face in there. Like that. Perfect. And I shall begin to oil you up. And if I may, I am going to be talking to you while I do. And to myself. As they say here at the Lipton, or just me, half the soothing is in the voice. There. Just let me put the oil on here. There. How is that? I will start with the shoulders, then kneading my thumbs into the small between your shoulder blades, working and finding knots and working again, smoothing you out, finding where it hurts most. And healing it. Miss, if I may say so, you have a lovely back. Very receptive. And with my hands and body as they are, my every slight touch almost moves your body entirely. Like a little doll. Thumbs going over, over, moving up to your neck. Does it feel good? I joke, of course. I can hear by your moans. Already? You have been needing this, haven't you? Well, do not worry. I am here now. Is there anywhere in particular you would like me to target? Any pesky knots or twinges you would wish me to rid of for good? I am an expert in such things after all. Ah, lower back. Thighs? Yes, of course. But this is a process, miss. We shall get there, and I shall rub them away. But... we must take care of your every part, your every depth. There, lower, down underneath the shoulders, working the sides of your back and along your ribs. So often the pains are kinds that work up in places you didn't think you could store pain. So sad. So sad. So awful. Do you feel it? My thumbs kneading, working, finding, going slower, deeper, pressing and rubbing away the pain. There, do you feel that? Yes, here, let me work it away. Oh, it is all right. You just sort of open the floodgates, miss. If you moan, then I shall also, you know? You are not the only one who is enjoying this, you know? Miss, would you like me to go lower? It is perfectly all right. Just, I am going to have to get the proper angle for this one. And so I shall have to join you on the bed. And for that, I must warn you that though my clothes are suited for such things, I would much rather not get them so oily, you understand? Thank you, miss. I assure you, you are in good hands. Let me just remove these here and get up with you here. There. Gosh, it is so intimate now, isn't it? I have to lean in to get to you, and with my legs straddling the back of yours, well, it is almost as though we're lovers. I can feel so much tension down towards the small of your back. Such a small back. So, elfin. All right then. Lower. Lower. Good girl. Good girl. Working the small of your back between your little dimples. It's almost as though they were made for gripping, is it not? I often think so when I am, well, massaging. Perfect places to grip and rub, kneading my thumbs and working through those knots. Oh, goodness, you have been keeping that to yourself, haven't you? Carrying that around. It's a wonder you didn't collapse coming in here. Let me just grip around your hips here while I rub it away, away. Miss? I can feel you twitch. Oh, it is quite all right. But my, my, you are innocent, aren't you? I have not explained clearly enough. My sincerest apologies. Miss, I am a professional masseur of the highest esteem. Another word for what I am is an escort. Does that displease you? Does my dishonesty hurt? Oh, forgive me, please. Let my hands offer apology. Lower, lower. Let me soothe your aching thighs while I talk to you. I assure you, if it is your wish, then it is all too easy to pack up the table and leave you to your stay. But if I may impose so, I am worth every penny, and your knots are ebbing away. And so I wait for you to say no, while I melt you with my fingers while I hear you groan, while I move my head down to yours and plea with you. You would not like me to leave, would you, miss? When I have not worked out all of your knots, while you still have tension? You would not deny me my job, would you? No. Good girl. Good little miss. Are you familiar with the term happy ending? Yes, that. I do adore the term. So full of promise and quirk for what it actually is. Well, I assure you, I am an expert in bringing such happiness. There are few sounds more beautiful than the gasps and squeaks of little Miss's pleasure. They confirm that I am doing my work well, that you're pleased. So often people try to lie to each other, to keep parts of themselves just not enough to be embarrassed, as though a moan were something ever to be embarrassed of. The madness. But this place is a place of safety, without scrutiny. It is a suite of pleasure. It is the moonlight suite. I assure you, miss, if I could have a fireplace without breaking regulations, roaring and crackling. But without such relaxing sounds, we shall have to do with the next best thing, and so I shall make you moan. How does that feel? Does it feel good? Thank you, miss. You don't mind it at all, do you? You dirty girl. Miss, please. I am a professional escort. Do you seriously think that I cannot tell the difference between oil wet and client wet? Oh, it is all right. But since I am professional after all, and you have been such a good client, I shall reward you. I'm going to talk dirty to you while I touch you, because I know you would like it, wouldn't you? Yes, good girl. Good little miss. Close your eyes. Relax. My dear, I'm going lower now. Lower. Miss, I... Miss, do you feel that? Do you feel what you've done to me? I do believe that is a record of some sort. I've gotten so hard and so little time from your moans. Miss, are you ready for your happy ending? Your first happy ending? Good girl. So just relax. Let my hands turn, turn, grip and rub in, and on there. I'm going to pump your little pussy now, little miss. And I would like you to feel my fingers, and if you may, picture their size in relation to your little hole. And fantasize away. Let me rub you open. Open. Yes, there. Oh, I can feel you so ready and waiting already. Oh, and no. I just slipped in there, didn't I? Oh my goodness. Looks like somebody is being very welcoming indeed. Would you like me to talk to her? I found it can be very stimulating. Oh, good girl. Good girl. Good little pussy. Relax, relax. Although you may fight me if you like. My hand is firm on your hips. My breath warm on your ear. Relax, relax. Ah, oh, there. And I wonder where your G-spot is. But as I rub you a little and before I make you come, you know, it will go so much better if I may positively reinforce such moans in progress. So, good girl. Good girl. You've been so very obedient. And you have a very obedient little pussy. You should be proud. A responsive girl. It makes me so hard. And that will be useful when I fuck you. But for now, simply focus on my fingers. Focus on my voice while I massage your back. Who said men can't multitask? Oh, good, good. I can feel you clench and hear you whimper. Aww. Would you like to know how you are comparing to our guests? I assure you the answer is quite pleasing. Your moans are unique in their softness. So bare as like cutest little squeak. Does that annoy you? Me calling you cute? Or enamore you, because either is good when you're under my thumb, so to speak, while keeping in mind what comes next. Oh, little miss, I do believe your pussy is an eager little pussy indeed, but you will come so soon. Does the anticipation of pleasure not matter to you? Oh, no. Well, then, perhaps if I let my other hand join the first and touch you on the outside as well, down the front of your stomach, the inside of your thigh, to your little poking clit. Do you still feel stressed? If I rub here and begin to coax my fingers inside over here. And that is a reaction, isn't it? Oh, goodness, you are so receptive. It's almost as though we are compatible. Oh, miss, tell me. And tell me because I know, just because I love hearing it so. Are you getting close? Are you getting close, miss? Are you going to come from my fingers? So you'd like me to keep the rhythm just here? Oh, and keep moaning with you? Right here. Good girl. Good girl. Good girl. You're getting closer, aren't you? You're getting closer, right? Good girl. Good girl. That's it. Come. Come. Good girl. Good girl. Ride it out. Let all the stress pour away. Let your muscles tense and relax. Relax. Come back to me now. We have much more to play. There. Relax. Relax. Oh, I completely forgot. I'm so sorry, miss. How could I have forgotten the most important part of it all? Now, if you would please stick your tongue, little miss. Here, let me give you a mint. There, good girl. And here, let me melt it on your tongue for you. I always do taste better melted in my experience. Look at me. Do you feel that? Do you feel my cock on your pussy? Rubbing up and down on your clit, your lips? I see. It is beautiful the way it goes past and parts you. The way every movement makes you writhe. The look in your face. The way your brows crest and appeal. But you know I know what you need better, don't you? You did not think the massage would be over, did you? No, no, miss. What kind of masseur would I be if I stopped now? Your climaxes must be the most relaxing experiences I can provide. This is an ongoing process, and I am etching you to your body's fullest potential. Here, let me work your thighs with my thumbs and fingers. Gripping a little harder and working them soft. You know why massages often have that chair, don't you? You see, it's because it's more relaxing. But, truth be told, trade secret? It's so we can't see you blush. You don't mind me seeing you blush, do you? No, you secretly, achingly want me to look in your eyes while you blush, don't you? Well, little miss, you're so brave. Letting a stranger touch you while he looks into your eyes. I could see your every want, everything that works, better than you can hide. You know, some women have told me I have made them climax better than they have ever had before. Better than their husbands. You don't have a husband, do you? You don't have to tell me, it's just, I fear it would make me somewhat sad. I do so feel a loss a little when such a form is put before me, only to know it is wasted on one man. All those possible massages gone from me. But would you like to know a secret? Will I rub a little inside? Oh, will I take my hand and give you what I know you want? Open your mouth, little miss. Let me give you something to suck on. I do love women who need things to suck on. But the secret? A lot of these married women come back to me anyway. They like to talk about their husbands while they come under my fingers. Let off some steam until they are babbling under my thrusts. If I remove my thumb, will I touch you and rub you? You will not babble, will you? I would not judge you if you did. Unless that was what you wanted. Deep inside. Just suck on my thumb. There, miss. Only rub and rub. Oh, you can see it, can't you? My secret. The reason masseurs have their clients back up. Because the things you're doing to me, I cannot hide. Oh, fuck. Here, let me get this oil for you. For me. I want you to watch while I pour it onto my member, my dear. I want you to watch it twitch and grow and watch the look as though the most beautiful sheen of gloss over my manhood. So close. Pouring the oil onto you. As though slipping us from each other. And yet sticking us together. Oh, fuck. So, so slippery. It feels so good. Please. Though I know you want it, though I know you are tripping for it and pining for me, I must ask. Because it makes me so much harder to hear the answer. Please, please tell me. Please tell me you want your pussy taken by an escort. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, miss. Miss, God, your pussy is so tight around my cock. Oh, I'm pushing and pushing. Oh, it's like, oh, the best. Like the, I'm not done. I'm not done. Fuck, fuck. God, oh, miss, your pussy is just clenching and sucking me in like a good little, oh, fuck, fuck. Oh, fuck, if there wasn't all this oil, I fear I may become stuck. Oh, you're so tight. God, your face, your little face. Uh-huh, do I look as you do? Oh, because if I do, then I don't know how you're not sucking my fucking tongue right now. Yes, 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 miss. I adore you. I adore you. I adore your little pussy. You let me count the ways. The way your body moves with my every thrust. The way we fit and you moan and put your arms against me. You know, I'm so big. And you know how much it makes me want. Makes me so hard to know how I'm pumping you. How I'm doing to you what you desperately need. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me while you take it like a good little girl. My good little client. God. It's alright, my dear. Oh, this is not the last, no. What kind of an escort would I be? No, my dear. We're going until you're spent. Fuck! You're clenching so much while I pump in and out. Oh, 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 I can feel you getting ready. I can feel you tensing. Oh, look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at what I'm doing to you. Oh, I want you to see how bad I'm making you, how much of a mess I'm making you while you come all over my cock. Oh, 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 good little mess. Fuck. Oh, my cock is twitching and pulsing. And your pussy is pushing me out. But you don't want my cock out of you yet, do you? No, no. I think your pussy wants me back in. I think your pussy wants me to keep going. To give you one more, huh? I think your pussy needs a big cock to tell it what you do, little miss. And I know what you want more, but I know what I want most. I fucking need you. Come here. Grip your arms around me and hold on to me. Hold on to me. Hold me. Put your legs around me and sit on my hips. Fuck. Rest your weight on my body. It's alright, I can take it. I need you close to me.
I need to see the look in your eyes when I make you come for a third time. I need to see your face change because I made you come. No matter how you hold back, you could close your eyes and mouth and I could still tell from your little pussy. So go on, close your eyes and try to hold back. Just for a little game, just for me. She'll feel so much better to take a relaxing little pussy. While I grip you and take your weight and make you come again. Fuck. My fear, you're making me. Fuck. Look at what you're doing to me, little miss. Your little pussy is making my cock so sore. So hard. Fuck, it's working so hard. And all it wants is to come inside you. To come inside your little pussy. You know, I shouldn't. I know I shouldn't. But you know how good it would feel, don't you? You know how good it would feel for me to pump my load into your little pussy while I pump into you, don't you? And you know I only wish to please you, don't you? So miss, please, let me do my job. Let me relax you. Let me pump my cum into your little pussy. Will you get close? Will you come on my thick cock? It's all right. It's all right. Fuck. 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 There. I'm sorry, miss. I feel as though you drained me so perfectly, I fear my legs are still shaking. I would like to lie with you a little, if that is all right. Or not. I'm so... fuck! Aftershocks. God, your little hole is still pleasuring me. Here. Sit up and let me clean you up. You know, I do believe I cannot stand either. Goodness. Then let us just lay here a while. Yeah. Let us lie here a while in the warm, relaxed. Good girl.